Aw, you look so cute, huddled in the corner like that. You know, it's really quite echoey in here. I didn't expect it to be so annoyingly echoey. Is this basement floor quite barren? There's no furniture for you, darling. Well, you've only just come here. I haven't, accommodated properly for you yet. Well, to be fair, it's your own fault. If you had just come willingly, maybe things would have gone more smoothly. You should really just learn to obey me. And I don't appreciate that smug expression that you have on your face. It's quite offensive, actually. Why are you doing that? Oh, you don't want to be in the basement. Well, you should be happy that you're not in chains. I let you be free here while I was out. And how do you repay me? Banging on the basement door frantically when I got home. You can't open that lock. Okay? So don't even try. You have to try. You're fighting for your life. Oh, don't make me laugh now. Are you kidding me? I'm doing all of this. Every little bit of it. For you. It's all for you. I'm not doing it out of any selfish desire. Well, except for the desire to protect you. So, yeah. You're down here. For your own good. I saved you. Well, I didn't want to say it, but I might as well be your goddess. I'm your hero, darling. Oh, you don't remember it like that? Well, you're remembering it wrong. You're wrong, and I'm right. Okay? So please, just let me handle those kind of things. Clearly your memory can't be trusted. You still insist on giving your recount of the events. Okay, fine. Say it then, darling. You remember being at a bar with your friends, laughing, and then I beat up your friends and kidnapped you? Are you kidding me? Are you joking? That is not what happened. Darling, your memory is severely damaged. Well, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize it before. You really need extra attention. So here's how it went. Your friends, your disgusting, toxic friends, they were being so rude to you and saying terrible things to you. I know, because I was watching from, nearby, because I care about you so much, and, well, they were treating you so badly, and I thought, this is my chance to finally take care of you, darling, to give you a better life. So yes, I beat them up and snatched you right up. And now here you are. Why do you look so surprised? You're confused. Well, the sooner you don't feel confused, the better your life will be here. Don't you think? And besides, there's no escaping me. I'm not going anywhere. You're mine now. Just don't even fight it. Let me just take care of everything, okay? I'm just walking towards you in your corner, which you really seem to like to huddle in. Walking slowly. And now I'm right next to you, darling. Now, you can sit like that on the ground if you want. And then I'm going to sit on top of you. And now I have you pinned down. Do you like being pinned down? You know, it makes me feel really good. When I have this control over you, I like to pet your cheeks. Because you look so cute, darling. Being on top of you, it just feels so right. Aww, you still look so afraid. You don't need to be afraid. I'm here for you. No more bad influences. No more toxic friends. You're safe from all those people who try to tell you the wrong things that you should be doing. When in reality, the best place for you to be is underneath me. Doesn't this feel right? Aren't you starting to warm up to the idea? You're so still. Are you frozen? You're not frozen in fear, are you? I'm not scary. I mean, I can be. You know I'm capable of violence. But it was only to save you. I would never hurt you. Well, if you cross me, I might get upset. But I wouldn't do any permanent damage. But anyway, my sweet darling, you're not thinking about doing anything naughty, are you? You're gonna submit to me, yeah? Good darling. When you submit to your dom, everything is much better. I can see you're starting to come around. Makes me so happy. Have another kiss. It's true, it's useless to fight it, so why should you, right? You see these keys? These are the keys to the basement door. Oh, I see it in your eyes. You want those keys, don't you? Let me get off you. Darling, do I need to reinforce my authority here? These keys are not for you. I showed you these keys because I want to make sure you know that I don't even want you to think about taking them out of my pockets. Okay? It's gonna be alright. You're frightened for now, but we're gonna have a lot of fun together. And you're gonna earn lots of things when you behave. This place won't be so barren. You're gonna have a nice couch to sleep on. You'll get some entertainment, and of course I'll entertain you as well. Good darlings get rewarded. That's just how it works here. So, are you ready to serve me? Forget about your past, friends, family, and all that stuff. Good. That's what I like to hear. I'll be back with some fun toys then. Then the fun can begin. I'm back, darling. I got some toys. So, this one is for your butt. I'm gonna need you to bend over, okay? Great. It's good you, are listening already. I'm gonna need you to strip completely, okay? Pull down your pants and undies, especially. And then bend over. I actually got a pillow for your knees as well, so that you can be bent over for a long time. You could even think of it as your first piece of furniture in this basement. Perfect. That's perfect position. With your ass nice and inviting for me. But let's go for those butt cheeks for now. I'm gonna give you some spanks with this nice studded paddle. So brace yourself. Count with me. Okay? Left cheek. Right cheek. Left. Right. Are you keeping track? Yeah, your butt cheeks are getting nice and warm from all those spanks. You're doing so well, darling. Oh, yeah. You look so good when you take it from me. When you take those spanks. Turns me on so much. Your obedience is a turn on. But it's making me want to take you. I think you do need to be taken. I think I need to insert this dildo inside you. This nice pink dildo. It's quite a nice size, isn't it? No. Just stay in that position. Stay bent over. Now, just relax, okay? You look amazing like that. You don't need to do anything. I'm just gonna lube up your ass, okay? Nothing out of the ordinary. Oh, you've never done anal before? Well, it's not even that big of a dildo. Don't worry. Your ass will be lubed. A good enough amount. So, just relax your butthole. Let me slide some fingers in, okay? There you go. Slowly but surely. And then I'm just adding a few more fingers. First there's two fingers. Doesn't feel too bad, does it? You just need to trust your dom. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. Now three fingers. Oh. Is your butt starting to feel really full of all my fingers? Well, don't worry, I'll take the fingers out. And now, I'm gonna put the dildo in. Are you gonna be my good boy now? My good darling. Yeah. Insert the dildo into your ass. Nice big pink dildo. Yeah, you can take it. There you go. Oh, is that turning you on? Yeah, it's turning you on, isn't it? Because you secretly like it. I knew you were, well, secretly into this kind of stuff. I've been watching you for a while, you know. Well, it's not creepy. If I'm doing it out of my love for you, is it? Wait, don't answer that. Your ass is so loose now. You're doing so well, darling. I'll go a bit faster. Man, I should have used a strap-on. Why didn't I? Next time, I guess. Wait. Don't you dare come. We're not finished yet. You need to work a lot more for this. Yeah. I'm not giving you permission to come yet. Patience.